brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last Thursday, I did about 3 hours of the four-hour radio show on scores of new, heavily sponsored bills in the House of Representatives that will ban all semi-automatic handguns and rifles in the United States, also giving the Attorney General, the way it reads, now sworn in minutes ago, to be able to ban basically any other guns he wishes. He is for complete disarmament of the American people. He has testified before the Supreme Court. He has filed briefs supporting the D.C. total gun ban and believes it should be done nationwide. We now have an attorney general who is the most anti-American, anti-Second Amendment creature ever seen. Rahm Emanuel has also introduced legislation to completely ban guns. He has supported it in Illinois as well. These are crime bosses. And when criminals come in and rob a bank, folks, first thing they do is go over to the off-duty police or the security guards, the security men, and disarm them. Well, we've been robbed by the international bankers. The first thing they do is hands up, drop your weapons. I mean, if somebody was going to go out and kidnap a police officer, they'd come up behind them, put a gun to their head, and say, put your hands up, and they'd take their firearm away from them. And that's what it is. They're not the government. They're dirty, stinking pieces of criminal filth. Period. And all these decades, they swore up and down, oh, we don't want your guns. Oh, we don't want to restrict them. Oh, we don't. Just let us pass one more piece of gun control legislation, and then we'll stop. And now they're up there saying, we don't want your guns. We don't want your guns. We want reasonable new gun laws, which mean total bans. They have bills to, the reason I'm going into this history is there's new horrors. That's right, the White House or Homeland Security will be able to, in an extrajudicial fashion, outside the courts, completely outside even their kangaroo courts, they have kangaroo family courts that kidnap children, no due process, no witnesses, no nothing. To where they can, now there's already 1 million Americans, as of 6 months ago, I haven't seen the latest numbers, they add 25,000 people a month to the list for the last 7 years. There is now over 1 million people on the no-fly list, and they're saying that if you're on a no-fly list or a criminal list, this is all under Patriot Act compliance. See, people think a no-fly list is a no-fly list. No, no. No, 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 no. This is a no-buy-and-sell list. So I'm going to go over the legislation that Rahm Emanuel is talking about introducing coming up today. We posted this last night up on prisonplanet.com. And this is the architect. This is Blagojevich's little buddy. This is the person that brought him up to power. This is the individual that brought Barack Obama up to power. So while they're saying they're going to put 20,000 battle-hardened combat troops on the streets of the United States to control us, and while they're saying they're going to create a million-man domestic army, which they've now announced yesterday, I mean, officially, they were always saying they would do it, but now they've officially announced it, it's all happening. They're coming with armed force against us for your land, your property, your children. They are usurpers. They are pirates. Tyranny is when pirates get control of government. They are a gang with a flag. And they have these big official-sounding titles. But as the Declaration of Independence reads, when they become destructive of the aims of liberty and freedom in the people, it is the people's right, it is their duty to abolish that form of government and set up a new one. All I want is our old form. These are revolutionaries. I'm a counter-revolutionary. They've come in, bought off our government, overthrown it, and now they're really getting ready to do a Soviet job. And I don't joke when I say this. If they win, they're going to kill 100 million of us. They're going to kill most of us listening right now. They want to murder you and your family.
Man, I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get Aaron Zellman, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, on this week to talk about the most vicious, focused, savage attack, a decapitation attack. If they get this, it's over. Barring physical war with them. We're also going to get Larry Pratt back on this week because so much is happening, so much is going on. I knew when they tripled the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Revenuers, a great criminal history, they were the folks that would go around for the feds on whiskey taxes and cotton taxes and other things and beat people up, steal, go in their houses without warrants, rob everything. And, of course, they became corrupt. They became really the first national mafia in the United States by the 1850s, 60s, 70s. And they would range around during Reconstruction and other times just murdering, raping, killing whoever they wanted. So out of those cadres has been formed what we know of as the gun confiscators, the brutal haters of this country, brutal criminal gang in their gun division. Now, you've got the explosives division, you've got the taxing authority over alcohol, tobacco, but that still springs from a criminal organization. I'm not saying everyone that works at the BATFE is a terrorist. There's a lot of clerks and bureaucrats and people out there, but they're revenuers. They're the original federal revenuers before you had the income tax. This is the anniversary of the 16th Amendment today, by the way. Or was it yesterday? The point is that they want your guns and they want them bad. A bully wants to subjugate his slaves. And they want to chain you down. It's like a psychopath. It's basic psychopathic psychology. MO, modus operandi. They love getting you chained down so they can leer and smile and get a good look at you and terrorize you and tell you, you're in my power. There's nothing you can do. Man, I watch the news, and it's nothing but demonizing families of more than one or two children. I watch the news. It's constant demonization of industry and businesses that are low level and small. It's constant demonization of bottled water, saying drink your tap water, public service announcements, because they're putting poison in it by design. And the brain-damaged public can't even imagine it's that criminal because it's so scary for them to understand it. And last week, in fact, it was in my stack here where I left last Thursday. They moved my stack of news out of here. I've got to find it so I can dig all the bill numbers back out. Or I guess I could pull them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com during the next break. There's just so many of them. I had a big stack of them. H.R. 45 and others that completely end the Second Amendment. Gone. And see, the Supreme Court pulled that little ruse last year, claiming they'd had a pro-Second Amendment ruling. And I told you it was a sneak attack. It's like the Tet Offensive in Vietnam when it's the Asian New Year. And everybody stands down and they sneak attack during that period. They have announced bills where all of us will have to be psychologically tested. All of our medical records will have to be turned over. Any misdemeanor, any type of mental designation that tens of millions of Americans have. Because, you know, they advertise it as the thing to do. Oh, you're 14. You're depressed over your girlfriend or your boyfriend breaking up with you. The school counselor says, listen, here's a card of a local psychologist. You ought to go to them. First visit, they say, well, I'm going to prescribe Ritalin or this Prozac drug to you because then the insurance kicks in. We'll give you a mental designation, and then it'll all be covered. And then now they're getting those juvenile files. They're getting those private psychological files on tens of millions of Americans. And now if you have a car wreck, they come to you and say, you should see a psychologist. And then they're putting millions of Americans a year on Prozac and other drugs. And see, with that comes a psychological designation. They have to say something's wrong with you. Oh, are you feeling depressed over your car wreck? Yeah, you know, I herniated, you know, three discs or ruptured some and have a broken collarbone, doc. I've talked to so many people that have told this story. Or I, you know, broke both my legs and smashed my face in. Yeah, I'm bummed out. Knocked all my teeth out. They don't say, well, you know, get back on your feet, exercise. You know, you can get some implants to fix your teeth. Boy, you're lucky you lived through this. They say, oh, well, we're going to give you a psychological designation now, and here's some pills. And now you're institutionalized. See, they can't get you on welfare. They're going to get you on drugs. If they can't do that, they're going to get you in the criminal justice system. If they can't do that, they're going to get you in debt. And so remember what happened when Bill Clinton left office? Everybody got upset, then Bush continued it, and so governors went, ah, it's all right. They took millions. Clinton started with 86,000, was in the news, but then it's now millions and millions and millions of veterans. World War II vets, Korean War vets, Vietnam vets, Desert Storm vets. And let's say you collapse in your chemical suit in 130-degree temperatures. You collapse in your Bradley fighting vehicle. Or you got shot up, or you were on the front lines for 3 days with no sleep in Korea or Vietnam in a firebase. You collapsed. And when they went ahead and said, well, he served 9 months of his tour and he collapsed of exhaustion, They had this plan way back then. This has now come out in federal documents. They put on their PTSD or other disorders. And so you get flown back to the U.S., they pin a medal on your chest, and now you're trying to buy your grandson a rifle. Or you're trying to buy a rifle. And, folks, I've talked to famous, you know, well-known UT football players, guys from the 60s and 70s and people with no criminal records. They can't buy guns now, folks, because they were in the military. You understand how this works. And it is true that, you know, all this stuff has a kernel of truth in it, that there are a lot of raving maniacs who've been in the military, but all the more reason I own a gun to protect myself from them. And vice versa. Everybody gets to protect themselves. So the 68 Gun Control Act that the NRA promoted and pushed and got passed. Oh, you didn't know that on record. Oh, you thought they were your friends. How are they going to disarm 150 million gun owners? They're going to do it by controlling the group that supposedly is there to protect you. And see, now there's not going to be a big hoopla from the NRA and a big hoopla over all these gun bills. It's just Obama saying, I'm not for anything unreasonable. I've seen him quote it. He says, we're not going to just ban them all in one night. That's unreasonable. But we are going to start restricting them. And so they've introduced bills where the Attorney General can ban any guns he wants at any time. Where you get a federal license, where you get a federal registration, where they decide if you get the Second Amendment, where it's a privilege. And if you have any psychological designation any time in your life, no Second Amendment. If you have any misdemeanors, no Second Amendment. And if that isn't enough, boys and girls, here is Rahm Emanuel, Congressman, May 15, 2007, speaking at D.C.'s annual Stand Up for a Safe America event. It means safe for these crooks to run all over us. Sponsored by the Brady Center. Says if your name is on a terrorist no-fly list, you will not be allowed to own a gun.
Now, what do we got to do? Because let's be, and Sarah's right, people's intimidation on this issue is not defined by just Republicans. There are Democrats intimidated by this issue. Wrongly, but intimidated, and they think their politics and their community is such that they can't do this. The truth is, what we need again to get moving on this legislation is put together a crime strategy like we had before, which is why we passed the bill today on the cops, putting money back into putting police officers on there, getting voices for change, and then making sure that we have a president, I cannot put my partisanship aside, a Democratic president, who will take that office and use it to protect the streets and the kids that grow up on those streets and make sure that we once again have an assault weapon ban, a Brady bill with the full force of the law on the land, because we need somebody in the Oval Office that moves this Congress. We had an election about change. People are clear about the special interest. They are tired of that gridlock the special interest caused in Washington. And I think the most simple thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election, that is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America. And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice, and we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family. You don't deserve that right. There is no right for you if you're on that terrorist list. That should be number one in what we do. Make sure there's a full force of the law behind the Brady Bill. So to all those who dedicate their lives to seeing sensible gun laws, remember, it's sensible gun laws, police on the beat.
We're going to come back after the break. Stay with us.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, let's go right back into this live transmission, ladies and gentlemen. Rahm Emanuel is saying we're going to have a Democratic president to carry out the Brady campaign's operation. Now, they've introduced all the bills, and it is nowhere in the mainstream media. Alert, this is a sneak attack. Alert, alert, the Second Amendment is hanging by a thread. And they have the razor blade a millimeter away. They are moving towards it. In the past, they would try to sell the public on turning in their guns. And they seized a lot of major cities and states and had outright bans or near bans and harassed gun owners. They've been suing gun manufacturers. They shut down the majority of them. We have a handful of what we had a decade ago. They shut down most importation. They harassed and fined and feed most ammo manufacturers out of business. They are harassing and terrorizing gun dealers and gun shops and gun shows and putting BATF and other secret police in the gun shows trying to set people up. They are harassing. I mean, I know so many people that have been raided for no reason. I see articles every day about, you know, some banker or collector or some, you know, semi-wealthy person who is 60 years old and has got 100 guns. There's no law against that. They call it an arsenal. SWAT team them, arrest them, call them a terrorist on the news. They are attacking the American people. They are criminals and illegitimate. Now, you just heard Rahm Emanuel say extrajudicial, outside the judicial system. There are over a million Americans. Over a million Americans now on the no-fly list. This is done on purpose. They act like it's a mistake or people with similar names. And they're saying that if you were on a no-fly list, no judge, no jury, no nothing, there are congressmen who have been on it for 5 years who can't get off. Ted Kennedy can't get off, who's a senator. I know people, businessmen, with no criminal record who can't get off. And they're saying if you haven't paid your taxes, they're going to put it on there. Because under the Patriot Act, and any person who's in financial services knows about this, and under the Know Your Customer legislation within the Patriot Act, there is Patriot Act compliance, and there is a criminal list of over 3 million names, and that was a year ago. 6 months ago, it passed a million. I saw that headline in the news. No-fly list passed a million. The no-fly list in England passed 2 million, and there are only 65, 68 million people. So they're doing this all over the world. This is a program. And the secret police and the computer databases just say that you're a person of interest and that you are on the no-fly list. But they have the Patriot Act criminal list as well. And remember a couple years ago, all these big check-cashing places said, well, we're going to have to shut down. Because under Patriot Act compliance, we have to run everybody through a criminal database. They're not convicted. It's just a criminal database. And if they're a suspected criminal, they can't even cash checks. So talk about not being able to buy nor sell. This is what the cashless society control grid is about. So when they squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you, and the IRS says that you haven't paid the taxes or you didn't pay them $10,000 because you didn't have it, and a year later it's $100,000 with penalties and interest, and you just don't have the money, your credit cards aren't going to work. You're not going to be allowed to have a bank account. They have announced this. This is what life is going to... It's not just gun owners. You understand? This is a total grid of control. I was on Southwest Airlines this weekend. They don't accept cash anymore. Other airlines, a lot of businesses aren't accepting cash. They're phasing you over to a cashless society because then it kills the underground economy. And even if you're not in the underground economy in any way... And by the way, if you ever have a garage sale, you're in the underground economy. The states are trying to pass laws. The feds are trying to pass laws where you have to tax report on yourself for that. So this is a total grid, a net of control coming in. And right smack dab in the middle of it, Rahm Emanuel is saying, we need to get a Democratic president for change. See, he's the guy that came up with all these terms. He's the guy behind Obama. He's the guy that cracks his knuckles in Obama's ear in front of the Congress. And Barack Obama says, quit it. And he gets up in his face right in front of everybody and basically says, I'm the boss, punk. You got it? And he's not even an American. He's an IDF soldier. His father was one of the founders of the Israeli terror group. That's mainstream news. So this is just adding insult to injury. I find it very insulting that Schwarzenegger is a foreigner calling for gun bans basically in California. So I'm going to break this down when we get back and play more at Rahm Emanuel. Did you hear him? Did you hear what he had to say? If you're on a no-fly list, and it's going to mean the criminal database as well, no gun for you. No more judge, no more jury. You don't even need to have a misdemeanor. They're coming after your Second Amendment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Enemy forces have seized the United States criminally. They are openly setting up world government. They are ultimately moving to turn America into a giant gulag. The question is, will you resist? Will you scream bloody murder? Will you say no? Will you defend the Republic in its darkest hours? We are entering the final New World Order attack zone as they attempt to decapitate the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence.
And we're going to rise. We're going to rise. Ride like a one-eyed jack of time with the devil close behind. We're going to rise.
A lot of you out there, for many years, said that when the New World Order finally made its big move, you'd be there to resist. Well, now is your chance, ladies and gentlemen. Let me play the rest of what Rahm Emanuel had to say about how they were going to put in their president, they were going to move ahead with the gun control. Let's just play the entire clip, because I only played half of it earlier. Let's just play it all in one piece. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. Here it is.
Now, what do we got to do? Because let's be, and Sarah's right, people's intimidation on this issue is not defined by just Republicans. There are Democrats intimidated by this issue. Wrongly, but intimidated, and they think their politics and their community is such that they can't do this. The truth is, what we need again to get moving on this legislation is put together a crime strategy like we had before, which is why we passed the bill today on the cops, putting money back into putting police officers on there, getting voices for change, and then making sure that we have a president, I cannot put my partisanship aside, a Democratic president, who will take that office and use it to protect the streets and the kids that grow up on those streets, and make sure that we once again have an assault weapon ban, a Brady bill with the full force of the law on the land, because we need somebody in the Oval Office that moves this Congress. We had an election about change. People are clear about the special interests.
Yeah, they had an election about change that he engineered lying, saying they'd end the war. Well, Rahm Emanuel made sure Democrats didn't get elected, and in some cases he even got Republicans elected who were pro-war. So he wants to ensure that his quarry, his slaves, are disarmed so he and his vampire crew can feed on this country and basically carry out something akin to the Bolshevik Revolution here. And I'm not joking. It's the same crew. But they're not communists. They just use that as a way to con the public and promise them a bunch of goodies. Look what's happening to America. Total socialism right now.
They are tired of that gridlock the special interest caused.
The people are not tired. 30 years ago, around half the public in major polls were for gun control and were fooled by it. Now it's more than 70% that are against it, and most liberals are out buying guns because they figured out it's a scam and the government isn't and doesn't want to protect you and it's illegitimate. So stop acting like you've got the people on your side. You know, at the first he admits that all of these Democrats are intimidated by the issue. They know they'll get voted out of office. That's why they're racing to put in their fraudulent federal voting machines that have been proven to be frauds. Folks, if they get our guns or they can pass laws against the Second Amendment, they're going to wage war on you. And you're going to see on the news every day SWAT teams killing people. And folks are going to get scared and most people are going to turn their guns in. But a lot of people are going to fight back. And then if I was the police and the military and the SWAT teams, I wouldn't be wanting this. I mean, you're forcing people into a corner who are going to not back off, folks. This may be a nation that's been domesticated and been castrated, but there's still people who haven't been castrated, and there's people out there that they understand what the Second Amendment is, and my gosh, you're putting yourselves in an incredible position. But Rahm Emanuel, he'll be in his armored D.C. compound. He won't care how many gun confiscators get killed. They want this war with the American people. They want to swing the entire drug war apparatus, the entire anti-terror system around on the American people, and they're doing it right now, on record. It's happening. Let's play that. Now, listen, you will be put on a watch list. No judge, no jury, no conviction. Over a million Americans already on it. Meanwhile, real terrorists are allowed into the country. That's on record. And this guy's up here saying this and pushing all of this, but it's bigger than that. It's anyone with a psychological record. It's anyone with a misdemeanor. It is anyone... Oh, it's just amazing. It is anyone who's on the crime watch list. Millions of Americans on that one. I'm going to get into Patriot compliance and take your calls in a moment. But here we go.
Washington. And I think the most simple thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election, that is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot...
Because you are known, maybe, as a possible terrorist. Because you are known, maybe, as a possible terrorist. Over a million Americans, and they're not coming off of the list. Then the feds say, oh, well, come register with us. Have every American register properly, and then this won't happen. To get you to openly acquiesce to a database. They say under Homeland Security. I remember Governor Ridge on television saying this. First, he said, let's get rid of Posse Comitatus. They've basically done that. Then they expand out from there. They say, oh, you'll have to have a federally approved ID, real ID, to have a job. And then if you're on not in favor with the Homeland Security, haven't paid your taxes, you just don't get a job. This is total control over everything. With a million domestic spies, a million-man army of Obamanoids, with National Ad Council ads running on TV, billboards, radio, everywhere, to get the citizens to go join USAservice.org to literally be enforcers of this. I mean, you couldn't make up a more nightmare scenario. Imagine these control freak nobodies who've never had a business, never done anything in their lives. They just go get a uniform. They get a little tattletale phone. A lot of them will get guns, tasers, just running around. And they want your houses. They want your property. They're greedy, low-down little scumbag bastards. They hate the middle class. They're going to turn loose the bureaucrat, bloodsucker, parasite class on the people. Armored trucks pulling up, led by little commie brigades. Oh, it makes me sick. And, folks, everything I've told you has come true so far. I mean, are you ready for the rest to come true? Or are we going to just go absolutely ape in the info war and defeat these bastards? Because what they're doing is so over the top. If we just point out what these bastards are doing, there's no way they're going to get away with it.
Buy a handgun in America.
I'll play that again.
Listen. One issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America. And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice, and we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of
your access. See, they control the access to the right to keep and bear arms, and controlling the access means turning it into a privilege. And they've introduced the bill where they say you've got a psychological problem. And remember the guy during the vice presidential debates who was a CNN YouTube reporter, and he holds up his AR-15 in the video and says, vice presidential Democratic candidates, will you take my gun away? And Biden just stands back in awe and says, you're mentally ill. No, I will take your gun. And the crowd of little communists goes, yes, I'll get it. Then we can suck everything out of them because we're lazy pieces of crap. Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. Just let us have their guns. Oh, we're the degenerate parasites. Oh. And they're coming. They're coming. He tried to introduce this and failed. Now he is the president.
The American family. You don't deserve that right. There is no right for you if you're on that terrorist list. That should be number one in what we do. Make sure there's a full force of the law behind the Brady Bill. So to all those who dedicate their lives to seeing...
So you heard that. The Brady Bill, the instant check, which is the instant registration as a gun owner with your address and what you got and where you're at. How many guns you got? They're going to integrate all those lists, all those databases, put your psychological records on there. They're already doing it to the troops. And these troops get home after disarming the Iraqis. They can't own guns anymore, and they call me up crying. Hey, listen, buddy, you're a chump, okay? The battle for the Republic's going on here. It isn't over there killing 1,300,000 Iraqis. I don't care how many two doors down propaganda, American warrior propaganda pieces they show at movie theaters. You know, the military isn't our military anymore. And they're going to say, are you for the military or are you for the terrorists that own guns? I stand with the Second Amendment, not with our hijacked military. I don't want to hear it. They use all this phony patriotism to gut our country. We're already in the North American Union. That's high treason. Serving this criminal government means you lose your pension funds, your Second Amendment. You lose everything, and they could steal all our money. Liberty would let us build it back, as Ron Paul has said. But if they take the liberty, folks, we're conquered. And there is no quarter these people are going to give us.
Sensible gun laws. Remember, sensible gun laws, police on the beat, giving our kids an alternative to that street, and making sure that we have the drug laws so people, because those are the type of people who are most access to the most violent types of crimes. Once the COPS program ended, once we let those gun laws bans expire, a 40% increase in homicide rate, a 35% increase in violent crimes.
Total lie. That's not true. Crime rates from the 1990s dropped precipitously, mainly because of concealed carry, which turns the right into a privilege, but it put guns out on the streets. But it created the idea of everybody who was able to have a gun being licensed. when it was something you just opted into. And now, because the economy's been imploding for at least 4 years, some violent crime has gone up and robberies have gone up, because we know that when the economy falls apart, crime goes up. But the highest increases in the numbers he's quoting are from New York and Chicago and L.A. And most of it is the Mexican mafia and MS-13 killing each other when he uses those numbers. And MS-13 targeting blacks and killing blacks, which is now even mainstream news. To become a made member of those groups, you got to go kill a black man, because those groups really hate each other. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the score. That is what is being dealt with. And he's calling it reasonable to not have a Second Amendment right if they, and no one will, it's secret how they put you on the list, no judge, no jury, no arrest, no indictment, no facing your accusers. They just say, and by 2007, it was 700,000 plus people with 20 plus thousand added every month. And now it's over 1 million people on the list and growing. Over 1 million people. Over 1 million people. And federal marshals last year in the Denver Post came out, senior ones, and said, look, there are no terrorists out here. We're ordered at the airport. Let us tell you how you get on a no-fly list one way. And you can go pull up the Denver Post article. They said, if you take a picture of your children while you're in the gate, or if you take a picture out the window, you are put on a terror list for life. That's just one way. Or you don't pay income taxes, you're put on the list. This is harassment. This is like going to your door of your apartment and you haven't paid, so there's a big lock on it. Or going to your car and there's a boot on it, because you haven't, you know, paid. But this is your Second Amendment right. Oh, you haven't paid the offshore bankers. And it came out again. Every person he's proposing, every person for his cabinet or sub-cabinet doesn't pay income taxes. 65%+, that was in the news years ago, of Congress, doesn't, and never pays them. They just don't pay. It's not, they're criminals. They don't follow their own stinking laws. And so under Know Your Customer, under Patriot Act compliance, when you buy a used car, when you rent a car, when you get a hotel room, when you get a $500 loan at one of these check cashing places, when you cash a check, when you get a bank account, when you deposit checks, it's all instantly uploaded to the government. Everything is watched, and it isn't even our government. It's a criminal group that's using the government as its apparatus of control. I'm going to get more into this with Mike Rivero coming up. But this is it. Isn't a game, isn't a drill. This is the big one. And they are coming at us from every single side. They are rabid anti-Second Amendment, anti-self-defense. They are coming. They are going to use the military against you. They have built FEMA camps. They are bankrupt. And we've got to stand up in one voice and say, we know you're dirtbag criminals. Coming up next hour, too, Obama did what I told you he'd do. He's come out and he wants bailout, too. But, of course, they're saying that will be secret. And the Federal Reserve testified last week in Congress and said, we won't tell you where the trillions have gone to congressmen. And now they want not trillions more, because they've already got that passed, where they can steal whatever they want and it's secret. This new one is to move the Federal Reserve offshore, and you'll pay your taxes to a completely private offshore group and pay new carbon taxes to them. And a bunch of out-of-work gangbangers are all filling up the military now. Oh, heaven help us. Just heaven help us. Reb in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, let's let Reb go. Mike in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Alex.
Welcome.
I tried to call last week, but my message was this. A couple times a week, you get a caller who will say, well, other than waking up my neighbors and showing them DVDs, what can I do? And they sound very frustrated. Well, one thing you can do is when you hear a major story, like your story about the emergency camps, the FEMA camps, call the congressman who sponsors it. I called Alcee Hastings' office last week, and I talked to the receptionist there, a young girl as always, who I could tell she hadn't taken any calls on this. And I know you have hundreds of thousands of listeners. If these guys get deluged with phone calls, they will back off. And your crowd alone is capable of doing that. So, you know, don't sit on your hands and assume that someone else is calling and complaining about these measures. At least do that much.
Mike, what do you think of everything that's happening? I mean, it's even worse than I predicted. It's horrible. They're going full tilt buggy.
It is. And I talk to some of the people I work with, and I show them articles, and they'd rather argue with me than confront the ugly truth. You know, I'm looking at other countries, but frankly, where the heck do you go? And I'm sure you've gone down this same thought trail before. I mean, America really is the last island. And, yeah, I could go live with my wife in the Philippines. She's from the Philippines, but, that thought is not all that attractive to me. And, I'll be damned if I'm going to let these criminals chase me out of my own country.
Mike, anything else you want to add?
No, sir.
Good to hear from you, Mike. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mike's been calling for 10 years. The gun grabbers are out to get us, folks. There's no doubt. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can watch the television show live. We're going to go live in 5 minutes. Mike Rivera on with us for an hour. Open phones, getting into the FEMA camps, the massive gun confiscation legislation, extrajudiciary without even a court. They just come confiscate your guns. They put you on a no-fly list or a criminal list, then they SWAT team you. You couldn't make this stuff up. It's actually happening. So we go live, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 5 minutes. Brent in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
I have some great news for you.
I, Brent Light, have decided to join the InfoWar. I start my own website, brentlight.us, and the first thing you see when you go there is me giving a 25-minute speech about the New World Order. I tell people about eugenics and some of the things they're being poisoned with, and I tell them about the Federal Reserve and EU, carbon taxes, and I finish off my speech by telling them about the Bohemian Grove and the Shiva statue at CERN. But by far the biggest contribution I'm making to the InfoWar is the Revolution Made Easy. It's basically a list of recycled advertising techniques. If your listeners read through this list of ideas, they'll be armed with a whole new arsenal of weapons to fight this war. And we need them because we're running out of time, Mr. Jones.
You're right, and everybody needs to start websites, start local radio shows, start Access TV shows, go to city council, hold up the legislation with mainstream articles to build FEMA camps for gun confiscation. The media before tried to sell us on tyranny, and the public said no. So now they're just doing it and not even talking about it. It's again, all good men and women need to come to the aid of their country right now, because looting pension funds, taking over nations, bankrupting them, always goes along with physical tyranny, because the criminals engaging in the heist have to be able to protect themselves from the public.
Absolutely. And see, the thing is, I found out I've been talking to a lot of people, and a lot of them are, you know, they're smart people from, you know, good colleges and stuff. And they're there's no nice way to put this. They're ignorant. They want to be fools. They don't want to know what's going on.
They were taught that it's cute to not care, that it's cute to be stupid, it's cute to be a know-it-all who's dumb as dirt, that it's cute to laugh about government corruption because they were taught that didn't exist. And now they're going to be hurt very badly by these criminals. These criminals killed hundreds of millions of people last century. The group running America funded the Bolsheviks, funded the Nazis, funded Mao. They have brought down hundreds of third world countries, and now they're doing it here.
I know. I honestly don't know how you stay sane. Like this is so scary. Like they really are. We're all going to be killed if we don't start advertising the fact.
They're going to kill a lot of us, yeah. I mean, you think we're the most imprisoned country in the world. It's going to get a lot worse. Good to hear from you. Jamming in another call. Let's talk to Joshua in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, sir?
All right.
I wanted to go ahead and shout out the number of Representative Alcee Hastings to your audience so they can all start calling him right away. Is that cool if I do that?
Yes. He's introduced one of the gun bills, and I read it last year. Did he introduce H.R. 45 or the other one?
He did do 45, I believe.
Yeah, and that is the gun bill to make all guns be registered in the United States federally and make you do psychological testing, and they, without telling you, can basically say you can't own a gun just because they feel like it. That ties into the no-fly list. Go ahead.
Absolutely. His number is for the D.C. offices, 202-225-1313, and for his Fort Lauderdale offices, 954-733-2800. I actually got a campaign on the University of Central Florida today. I'm going to be giving out flyers with his number, with all these ridiculous legislation, and try to get people to call in. I also want to plug one more thing if I can, Alex.
Go ahead.
I'm an organizer for the Orlando 9/11 Truth, and we're having a big event on the 21st, like a joint street action. I got 1,000 copies of Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Terror Storm. All the groups from around the state are coming here, so we're going to be passing that out on the 21st.
Tell you what, stay there. We're going to go to Mike Rivero in just a moment. When we start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to go back to you. Get that flyer. You can read it on air.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.